The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fear's alarm, no foes of fright, a shelter in the time of storm. Yeah. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. Build now our hill, safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock. Drunk on the street, the rich in their palaces, the poor and unlearned, and the men of degree, they all have a soul in need of salvation. Surprise!
you guys tonight. I'm glad I'm saved.
Bless you,
I'm glad the Lord saves those sinners.
Amen.
And no, even though I may not have, Brother Jason, have been out there and did a lot of things that you'd call as sinners, I was raised in the church pew, but I'm glad I was just as lost.
Amen.
As a sinner that had done everything. I mean, this morning you may be here and you say, I've been raised in church, my friend, and you've never been saved. You're just as lost.
Amen.
As a sinner, as a drunkard out there. If you have your Bibles, if you turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 29, the book of Proverbs, chapter number 29. I can't get this off of our heart. We've been studying on it, and the Lord's given us this. I don't know if I've ever preached this message, but the Lord is burning in our heart today. Proverbs chapter number 29, verse 18, if you're able and willing, if you'd stand for the reading of the word. Verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You may be seated this morning. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. This morning, I'm praying that you will have a vision this morning. You say, preacher, what happens? My friend, now thought about that. What is your vision? If you're looking out, a lot of companies, they have a vision. What they're seeing, what they're wanting to see. My friend, what is your vision this morning? I thought about there's some visions as a child of God that we need to have. My friend, there's some visions if you're lost that you need to have this morning. My friend, there's some visions God wants you to see. My friend, you say, preacher, we don't believe by what we see. My friend, he wants you to see the word. He wants you to realize what the word's saying. I thought where the Bible says, what a sad thing, where there is no vision, the people perish. I thought about, Brother Jason, we're living in a nation, it seems like we have no vision of the will of God, of the word of God. My friend, we need a vision of the word of God this morning. I thought there's some visions, number one. We need a vision of hell this morning. It's not an easy thing, my friend, but we need a vision of hell. Hell's not going to be a place, my friend, in which you're going to have a party with your friends. It is not a place in which it's going to be a fun place to go to. My friend, you may think, well, I got plenty of time this morning. I want to live the way I want to live. My friend, you need a vision of hell this morning. Say, preach, what happens, my friend? People's going to hell daily. My friend, I don't know about you, but it bothers me. It bothers me so much. Here's a vision of hell, I thought, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 5, verse 13 and 14. It says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. How my and their honorable men are famished and their multitude dried up with thirst. We're living in a day, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. My friend, it's a sad thing. We got a King James Bible in our hand. We got Baptist churches all over this nation, and yet we're still without knowledge. My friend, we need help from God this morning. Say, preacher, what happened? But verse 14, it says, therefore, hell. Didn't say heaven did it. It said, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Says, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. I have news for you, my friend, this morning, that hell is still enlarging herself. Hell will never be full. Hell's a place where a lot of people's going. My friend, as a child of God, that should bother us this morning. I mean, my friend, it seems like we're so lackadaisical, so lazy in our Christian walk. I'm talking about myself. This morning, we should have a fire about us. I don't know about you, but I got lost loved ones. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want them to be saved. Hell's a place of torment. Bible tells us it's enlarging herself without measure. You say, well, preacher, what is that all saying? In the book of Proverbs chapter number 27 verse 20, it says, hell and destruction are never full. My friends, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. You say, what happened, preacher? You'll never be satisfied. Hell and destruction are never full. My friend, a sin may bring you pleasures for a season, but when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. My friend, the sins that you're wanting to hold so dear, that you don't want to give up, that the secret sin that you don't think anyone else knows about, my friend, it's killing you. Sin is a disease. Sin's a sickness. And my friend, you may think you're big and you can handle a sin. My friend, sin will overtake you. My friend, I'm telling you, you are no match for sin. And when it is finished, it'll bring forth death. I don't know, my friend. I'm just going to be honest with you. Every single one of us here, we're all going to face death. We're all going to face death. Sometime or another, you may say, preacher, I'm only a young child. My friend, I got plenty of time. My friend, you don't know when you're going to draw your last breath. My, what a sad thing. Hell, you say, preacher, what happened? I see the vision that hell's enlarging herself. Say, what, preacher? I hate to say it, but I believe there's going to be more people dying and going to hell than they are heaven. My friend, it's going to do more than just your good works. It's going to take more than just a church membership. It's going to take more than just being baptized. It's going to take the blood of Christ being applied to your heart. Say, preacher, what happened? I'm telling you, I don't want anyone to die and go to hell. I'm going to try my best effort, Brother Jason, to give you what God's given me. My friend, it's a place of Matthew chapter 13. It says, and shall cast him into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This morning you may say, preacher, I've heard about hell. My friend, I just think it may be a fairy tale. I'm telling you, my friend, that is not a fairy tale. Hell's a real place, and there's real people that is in hell this morning. My friend, it's a place where there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. My friend, it's going to be a place where you're going to burn. It's going to be torment for you forever. My friend, it's going to be punishment. My friend, you'll never get used to the fire. My friend, there's not going to be any water for you. You may say, well, we'll have a good time when we get there. My friend, it's not going to be a good time. My friend, the Bible says there's going to be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. The pain in hell will be too intense. You'll never get used to it. You'll burn. You'll wish you could die, but you can't die. Yeah. My friend, it's an eternity of torment this morning. I'm just being honest with you. I don't want to see anyone, Brother Jason, die and go to hell. My friend, as a child of God, that should disturb you. That there's still people out there going to hell. And we've gotten so lazy as a child of God. I'm preaching to myself. My friend, we need to be on fire. I'm telling someone about Jesus this morning. The Bible says it's going to be outer darkness. Matthew chapter 25 verse 30 says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My friend, it's the sad part. It's going to be a dark place. You say, well, preacher, this world's looking dark. You hadn't seen dark yet. My friend, if you go to hell, it's outer darkness. It's as dark as you can get. I'm going to be honest with you, my friend. You are an intruder there. God did not make hell for you. But if you reject God, you'll bust hell wide open. My friend, you may say, I'm a member of the church. I've been a member of this church. My friend, if you've never been saved, you're lost and you're on your way to hell this morning. You say, preacher, God won't send you if you haven't had the blood applied. You've never been saved. You're none of his. My friend, God won't put you into hell. You put yourself there. Say, preacher, what happened? I thought about in the book of Luke, chapter number 16. We read of a man. We read of a rich man. Very familiar scriptures. Say, preacher, I got it all. I got enough money. I'm happy right now. I don't need what you got. I'll come and win at a more convenient season. My friend, I want to tell you, you may not have a more convenient season than today. Today is accepted time. He didn't say wait to the next revival meeting. He didn't say wait till. He said today is the day of salvation. My friend, it is imperative you do it when God's dealing with you. We read of a rich man. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. It says there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. That means very expensive, rich. Being impressive, you'd say, well, he has it all. He has it all made. My friend, he didn't have anything. My friend, he didn't have what truly mattered. My friend, when you realize that truly Jesus is all that matters. You said, preach, what happened to him? He sat there, fared sumptuously, had enough food. My friend, he had plenty of food, plenty of clothes. My friend, he was a rich man. Verse 20 says, and there was a beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23, I want you to pay attention to it. It says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. My friend, this morning this rich man thought he had plenty of time. I believe he thought he had everything that he needed. But my friend, guess what? Death came upon this rich man. I believe it was sooner than what he had expected. But when death had come, when he closed his eyes in death, it was too late for him to do business with God. So what happened? He closed his eyes, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. I'm not here to try and scare you this morning. I want you to see a vision of hell. My friend, we will read that the rich man, my friend, he didn't desire a glass of water. He didn't desire a gallon of water. He just wanted Lazarus to dip. My friend, he wanted Lazarus to dip his tip of his finger in water and touch his tongue to cool his tongue. He said, for I am tormented in this way.
Amen.
Too late for him to do business. You say, what happened, preacher? He's still burning today. My friend, this is not a fairy tale. It is a real deal. My friend, you want to hear truth? My friend, you better cut off the news channels. You better cut everything else that you're hearing here off. You better listen to the word of God. There's a burning hell this morning. There's a supply somewhere below that we've heard and read about. And people's dying and going there every day. My friend, I want to add, the rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. The beggar didn't go to heaven because he was poor. My friend, the rich man went to hell because he rejected the Savior. The sin that's going to keep you out of heaven is rejecting the Savior. Turn him away. Pushing them away. What are you going to do then with Jesus, my friend? I thought about this rich man. My friend, we see that he had waited till it was too late. My friend, he sat there and clothed. He ate. He just lived his life the way he wanted to live it. My friend, he was not willing. But at the end of his life, my friend, he lifted his eyes in hell. Oh, what a sad thing. You've sat under the preach word of God. You've heard preaching Sunday after Sunday, time after time. My friend, you've been to church after church, and you sit there and reject the word. How sad it would be to get to the end of life and to have to spend eternity in hell for just rejecting the message that you've heard. My friend, it's important that we get a vision of hell. I'm going to be honest, Brother Jay. I've been honest. I'm just a person just to tell you the way it is. My friend, I believe that if we really believed that hell was going to be as bad as it was, we would live differently than what we live.
Amen.
I have lost folks going to hell. Thought about preaching what happens. A vision of hell. Hell's a place of separation. Say, preacher, I'm going to be no. Preacher, my mom and dad's saved. Just because your mom and dad's saved doesn't mean you're going to get in by their salvation, my friend. You say, preacher, what happens is a place of separation. We see the rich man here, my friend. He was separated. You say, what happens? He wanted Lazarus to come down, but they told him that there's a great gulf fixed between us and there, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from then. So, my friend, then he had a concern. My friend, he said, go tell my brothers. He said, I don't want them to go into this place of torment. My friend, he realized that his chances were over. My friend, don't wait till it's too late. He said, send someone to tell my brethren, my friend, so they don't have to come to this horrible place. Separation. My friend, it's so sad. You've been to church with everybody. How sad it would be for you to be eternally separated from the people that you love, from the church that you love, my friend, from the family that you love. My friend, you may say, well, my grandma and grandpa were saved. They were born again Christians. How sad it would be to get to life's road. You rejected the Savior, end up in hell, and be eternally separated from them. So how sad you'd be eternally separated from the Savior, from God. My friend, it's a sad thing. Hell's real. I mean, this morning you may think I'm telling you a fairy tale, but I'm not. It's a place of separation. It separates for eternity. My friend, you may think, hey, I'm telling you, for the child of God, you may be saying, hey, preacher, it's rough down here. I'm going to tell you, child of God, get your head up. This is the worst it's going to get for you. But I'm telling you, sinner, this is the best it's going to get for you. If you're a sinner this morning, you're saying, hey, my friend, if you're a sinner this morning, you may be saying, well, it's rough. I'm telling you, you hadn't seen rough, my friend, until you get to hell. My friend, I'm glad the price has been paid. You don't have to die and go to hell. Say, preacher, why are you preaching that hard preaching? I love you. Say, preacher, I love you. You say, what? How do you love someone like me? I mean, my friend, I've been thinking that the Lord, since the Lord saved me, my friend, he's put a love in my heart.
Right.
And I'm not preaching this out of meanness, Brother Colt. I'm preaching it because I don't want you to die and go to hell. My friend, it'll break my heart for you to die and go to hell. Hell's real this morning. It's a real place. I know this isn't a popular message, my friend, and it may not be one that's easy for us to digest, but I believe it's a message that we need. We are supposed to be the light of the world. My friend, we need to have a light going about us. Don't let the lamp of God die.
Amen.
Say, preacher, what happened? Us as child of God, we've let the lamps get a little dim. Say, preacher, what happened? We've let things dim our lamps. They're not as bright. Say, preacher, what happened? They're a little bit. They're shining, Brother Jason. But you know what the problem is? I thought about one of the people at our church. Brother Jason had done one opening for Sunday school. And Brother Colt, he had two of the oil lamps. And they sat right here. And one of them had been cleaned real well, my friend. And he had it open, and you could see the flame. And the one over here, my friend, it was broken on top. My friend, there was soot all around it. And he lit it. But guess what? My friend, you can see this one that's been cleaned up. You can see the light shine through it. My friend, this one on this side, you can see a very dim light. My friend, I pray, which one are you this morning? I thought about that. A majority of time, if we're honest, we want to live right here where there's a little light showing, but there's still soot covering up when we need to live right here where God can, where people can see you through your life. I'm telling you what's going on. People want someone that's real to this morning. I'm not here putting on a show for you. I mean, my friend, I'm real this morning. I'm telling you, I got God of glory. I mean, my friend, he lives inside of me. And my friend, I want to tell you about it.
Amen.
The rich man died, but in hell he lifted up his eyes. Now, my friend, I thought about, let's have a vision of heaven. Say, preacher, people tell us we read of a place that's called heaven. I mean, my friend, I'm glad I have a mansion, John chapter 14. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm glad, Brother Jason, I'm serving a God that does not lie.
Right.
My friend, we may live in a world, we may live with people that will lie to us, that will tell us that they'll do stuff and they don't, but I'm glad to report to you, you can mark her down when God says something. My friend, it's going to be done. He's given us a mansion, my friend. Say, preacher, why would you want to go to heaven for? My friend, my Savior's there. I mean, my friend, there's reasons I can tell you. I can stand here and tell you all day. There's a lot of different reasons. My Savior's there. But my friend, you say what happened? I'm glad in the book of Revelation, chapter number 21, my friend, verse 1 says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth are passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with him, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. But verse 4, it says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. How many of you have cried? How many of you have cried? How many of you had some hard times? My friend, how many of you have been through the midnight hours? How many of you have traveled through the tempestuous storms? My friend, I'm glad we're going to a land of Brother Colt where there won't be any more tears. My friend, I'm glad we're going to a land where there won't be any more separation. My friend, do you say what else happens? My friend, listen, and there shall be no more death. Glory to God, we will have to visit the funeral parlors. Child of God, keep your head up. There won't be any more death. We won't have any. You know what? My friend, there won't be any more graves over there.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but this past year, Brother Jason, it seems like I've had to preach so many funerals, my friend. And we've had to stand there with the families. And we've had to try and give them comfort and give them scripture. And you, my friend, they were having to wipe away those tears. I'm glad for the child of God. My friend, there's coming a day where you're going to get one more tear wiped away. And that'll be the last tear you'll ever shed. Say, preacher, what's happened? Hell don't have that to offer you. The world can't give it to you. I'm glad the world can't take it away from you.
Amen.
Say, preacher, I'm still not convinced. You won't die over there. It didn't stop there. See, he said, shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more death. Neither sorrow. I don't know about you, but we're living in a day of sorrows.
Yes,
we're living in a day of trouble.
Right.
Say, preacher, what's happening? I mean, the church, I mean, as you know it, we're in the battle. My friend, we're still in battle. You say, preacher, everyone else says, let this go. I'm telling you, there's some things that we need to stand up and fight for. And the Word of God and the Spirit of God, we need to fight for the Word of God. If we're going to survive this day, it's going to be by God's gospel light. It's the Word of God. It's the people of God living for God. My friend, this morning, you are light. My friend, how does your light shine this morning? I don't know about you, but I'm excited to live this way. Hey, man, I'm just going to tell you like it is. Sometimes you look at your face. I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes a child of God, you look like you've just eaten the lemon. My friend, we should be happy people. Yes. My friend, we are not going to hell this morning. That makes you want to have a running fit. I think I might just go take one. Amen. My friend, I said if you've been born again, you're not going to hell this morning. The price has been paid for you this morning, my friend. If you're a sinner, guess what? Your sin debt has been paid. My friend, he's asking that you come when he deals with you, when he's drawing you. My friend, don't reject him. Say, preach what happened, neither sorrow. I don't know about you, that's sounding good.
Amen.
Nothing our eyes have ever seen.
Wow.
Say, preacher, what else? Nor crying. I don't know about you. I don't know, my friend, but I know, Mama, that sometime this afternoon, we're going to be leaving. We're going to be headed back to Georgia. And I don't know, but I know that there's going to be some crying taking place this afternoon because there's going to be a separation. My friend, there'll be a separation. But I'm glad, my friend, there's coming a time, my friend, we all have to be separated from one another. Excites me this morning, nor crying. You don't ever have to shed a tear anymore.
Yeah.
My friend, what else? What else? I want to get you a vision of heaven. My friend, hell don't have to offer that. Hell offers you pain. Hell offers you separation. My friend, it offers you torment. My friend, the Bible says it is where a place where the worm doth not and the fire is not quenched. But heaven's a place of no more. Say, preach, what else happens? Neither shall there be any more pain. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but my fleshly body, it gets weak. It gets tired. My friend, there's things. It gets sore, Brother Coates. But I'm glad I'm going to put on a new body. I won't have this body after all. My friend, I'm on my way to a land of no more. I won't have this body that will ever grow tired. It won't ever grow old. My friend, it won't ever be sore. I won't be sore. I won't be pain. My friend, I'm telling you, it's a heavenly place. Makes you want to shout and rejoice, amen. My friend, if you realize what you got as a child of God, you're going to the same place.
Yes, sir.
Say, preach, what happens? Don't let what you're facing in life dim your view of what is to come, my friend. This is the worst it's going to be for the child of God.
Amen.
Say, preacher, why is it that we struggle? Why is it that the child of God struggles down here? Seems like they have pain. My friend, this is just the worst it's going to get for us.
Yeah.
I'm looking for what is to come.
Right.
What's your outlook? Say, preacher, I'm not rejoicing this morning. Well, what are you looking to?
Right.
Are you looking at your pain that's in your life right now? My friend, don't let it dampen what's to come, my friend. My friend, if you've been saved and born again, we are going to that land.
Wow.
Say, preacher, for the former things are passed away. I'm glad. I'm glad, my friend, that we're going to a place where there's no more devil. I don't know about you, but I get tired of facing that rascal, and it seems like an everyday thing, Brother Kenny, that we're having. We are having to face him and fight the devil, my friend. He is our adversary. He is our enemy. He is who you are fighting against, my friend. I'm not your enemy this morning.
Right.
I'm not your enemy this morning. My friend, I want you to meet the Lord. I want you to be prepared to meet God. There's coming a day, my friend, I wish you're going to face death. Book of Hebrews says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. You can mark her down. It's not going to be an appointment where you can call and cancel. It's going to come. My friend, I'm telling you, you may think you have time. My friend, I'm telling you, you may not even make it home this morning. You don't know what God sees. My friend, you better do business with God when He's dealing with you this morning. I'm glad there's going to be no more devil there. Maybe here this morning, you may say, well, you don't need to go. My friend, I'm going to tell you, no one's going to think less of you if you come down to pray, my friend. I'm encouraging it. I want to see you get it right with God. You may be a child of God this morning, and you may say, well, preacher, I haven't been living the way I am. I'm glad there's an altar at which you can go pray to the living God this morning and get things right with Him. You say, preacher, what happened? For the former things are passed away.
Wow.
Say, preacher, what's the matter? What's happened with that? I'm glad, my friend, all the things you say, well, all the things you had in this old life that's caused you heartaches and pain, I'm glad they won't enter into that land. My friend, it's a place where there's no more sin. My friend, I'm glad there's not going to be the sun or moon. The natural sun or moon, it won't shine. I'm glad Jesus is the light of that fair city. We won't need the stars or the moon. My friend, there won't be a dark night. It's going to be one eternal day. Say, preacher, what we're going to do? What are we going to do? I'm glad Brother Cole the Chaz. I'm glad Brother Jason. We're going to get to say, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. My friend, we're going to get to sing praises unto the Lamb. We're going to get to see the one that we've preached about, we've heard about, that we've seen done miracles in our life. We're going to finally see Him face to face. We'll see Him as He is.
Amen.
We won't be looking through a glass darkly anymore, right. But Amen. We'll see. You say, what happens, preacher, when we get to that land? Where right now, we're believing by faith. It's not by what we see. You say, preacher, have you seen them? I've never seen them. But my friend, I still believe that He is alive and well.
Amen.
I ain't seen Him, but one day I'm going to.
Amen.
My eyes shall behold
right.
Him. I'm going to get to worship Him as He is.
Yeah.
My friend, I'm glad I'm going to get to worship Him as He is.
Amen.
We'll spend one eternal day. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't know about that. I'm telling you, there's going to be a day where you won't grow tired.
Right.
You won't grow old, but we'll be praising the Lamb.
Amen.
I'm praising because we're getting out of this whole place.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times we live like this is going to be our eternal home.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm on a temporary stay.
Right.
I just stopped by on my way home.
Amen.
I don't know, I'm on my way home. You may be here this morning. I mean, where are you going to go if death was to overtake you right now? My friend, where would you go? What are you depending on to get you there? I'm going to be honest. Say, preacher says, well, have you ever been said, well, I'm a member of the church? I know, Brother Jason, I mean, church membership won't get you in there. My friend, that's what you said. Jesus is not going to come to the church roll up and say, well, let me call everyone on there. But my friend, it's going to be the ones that their name has been written up into the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right. Right.
Who is it going to be? It's going to be the redeemed.
Right.
Say, preacher, I noticed something. I was thinking this morning. I was looking at when everyone got saved. There's different people. I looked at where Saul got saved. And I looked at where God called Samuel, and Samuel got saved. And my friend, I looked, and it may have been different. It may have been a different area in which they go, but you know what was the same? They had to get saved by the same person.
Right.
My friend, whether you are from the north or whether you are from the south, my friend, we're going to heaven the same way. It's through the blood of the Lamb this morning. I thought about that song. I know how I made it. I don't have to wonder this morning. My friend, I'm just going to tell you like it is. If you're wondering, I mean, my friend, if you can say, well, I think I'm saved. If you say, I hope I'm saved, my friend, it's a good possibility you've never been saved. My friend, you say, preacher, how's that? I used this the other day, but the Lord wants me to use it again. I'm going to be honest with you. Samantha and I, we're married. My friend, and it would be very hard for someone to come into our house, to move in, to sleep in one of our rooms, to eat some of our food, and then us not know about it. You mean to tell me this morning that someone as big as God lives inside of you and you don't know it? My friend, I'm telling you, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you can still live the same way you did before you met the Lord, my friend, you better check up because you will not be the same. Whether you are lost, whether you are a drunkard, my friend, whether you've done drugs, my friend, whether you've made the wrong choices in life, or whether you've grown up in church and try to be a pretty good boy, what they say, my friend, we're all in need of salvation this morning. What is your vision this morning? What is your vision this morning? I don't know about you, but I want to be a servant for the Lord. I thought about in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, we see vision of a sinner. We see Isaiah. As I said, everyone that went, they had to see. Saul, when he was on the road to Damascus, he saw a sin. I'm getting finished. But we see that Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, how do you see the Savior this morning? I'm going to be honest, it's important how we see the Savior morning. My friend, he is not your. My friend, he is. We put him higher. We put him lower down. My friend, we should see him high and lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We need to lift him up. My friend, he's not on the same level as us. He is above us. What happened to Isaiah? He saw him high and lifted up. You know what happened with Isaiah? His train filled the temple. I'm glad the Spirit of God will fill the temple. My friend, and you know when it's there, it's not a show that you can put on. People can't put on. My friend, you make an act, you make an hoop, and you make an holler. But my friend, it'll tell on you if the Spirit of God's not there. Isaiah, when he saw him high and lifted up, you want to see how Isaiah saw himself? He didn't say, I'm a tough guy. What'd he say? Chapter 6, verse 5 said, then said I, woe is me. You know what Isaiah said? God came to where he was. I don't know where you stand this morning. No one's told us anything. I'm preaching what God's given us.
Yeah.
When God came near and got near to him, crawled up beside him when he saw him as he was, my friend, he said, woe is me. But then he didn't just stop there. He said, for I am undone. See, Isaiah realized that he was sinful. I believe he was might have been a man that said, I don't want anyone telling me what I'm doing wrong. I don't want that preacher telling me what I'm doing wrong. But Isaiah looked and he saw the Lord high and lifted up and holy, and he saw that the Lord was his all and only sufficient hope. Yeah, woe is me, for I'm undone. Then we had some confession making. What happened? He says, because I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Friend, what happened? He started confessing it to the Lord. Take your burdens to the Lord. You may be here this morning and you may say, well, preacher, I'm not right with God. How can God save me? I'm glad my friend, he came to say, seeking to save that which was lost. You say, my preacher, my friend, he came to save all sinners. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I still believe in a Holy Ghost repentance. Yeah. That is a turning away from your sin unto God and being separated. My friend, it is our reasonable service as a child of God to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, for this is your reasonable service.
Yeah,
just our reasonable service. What you going to do? What you going to do then with Jesus? What's your vision this morning? Is that come get a song? This altar's open. You may have a need this morning. My friend, if you're lost, I pray that you come to know the Lord. Don't turn him away. He may be knocking on your heart's door. Listen. When he says come, come. As they sing, these altars are open.